The bankruptcy case is now in its third year, with the church spending millions of dollars in lawyers' fees trying to knock many claimants out of the proceedings. Abuse victims say the Milwaukee Archdiocese is taking the most aggressive stand of any of the Catholic Church bankruptcy cases in the U.S. Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Lestecky says he does not expect the new pope to order any change in the church's position.
The pope doesn't give me direction on this. This is the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. It was basically my decision in terms of taking us into that to fulfill two things. One, to help pay for those who have legitimate claims, and then also to make sure that the mission of the church continues. But the papacy and the pope and the Vatican have nothing to do with the bankruptcy.
Peter Isley is the Midwest director of the Survivors Network of those abused by priests. Isley says he doubts that the Vatican has no influence over Archbishop Lestecky on the bankruptcy issue.
I find it inconceivable that Archbishop Lestecky is not doing this on behalf of other bishops within the hierarchy to see if they can, you know, squash this where no documents will come out anymore, no depositions are going to come out.
Isley says the Vatican has been involved with other U.S. church bankruptcies. Isley says he realizes the new pope has a lot on his plate, but hopes Pope Francis is brought up to speed quickly on the bankruptcy case and the need to declare zero tolerance for sexual abuse by Catholic clergy. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.